Welcome to On the Bright Side, a chance to go behind the scenes and learn all about what's happening on Bright Side with your host, Michael Ulrich.
Welcome to On the Bright Side, a chance to go behind the scenes and learn all about what's happening at Bright Side by ATV. I'm your host, Michael Ulrich. On this episode, we're sitting down with Katie Peppercorn and Alex Newth, who are leading the way at Bright Side. And you might be wondering, what's been happening at Bright Side? It's been a while since an update's been shared across ATB. The short answer is a lot. The long answer is exactly what we'll get into today with Katie and Alex, as the last few weeks have been filled with learning and decisions to be made to set a clear path forward. Let's jump right in. Based on the last updates that were shared across ATB, there was a lot of progress being made at Brightside towards being able to let team members who are on our wait list start to try out some of the onboarding experience and the initial savings features. Obviously, we haven't quite got there yet. Katie, maybe you want to talk a little bit about what's been discovered in the last few weeks that's led to us now starting to push the target dates out, but also reestablish a really clear pathway forward for Brightside.
One of the things that we really became aware of and became very apparent was we were so focused on getting to waitlist, which was where we were going to be able to launch to our internal ATB folks, that at some point it almost became we were so focused on the trees we stopped and couldn't see the forest anymore. And what we realized is there was actually a few gaps in terms of planning for things that were beyond waitlist. And this really tied into what we were trying to accomplish with soft launch. And soft launch is really where we were going to be launching to external customers for the very first time. Over the course of pushing so hard to get to waitlist, there was a number of things that we'd pushed out, and we hadn't really adjusted the plans to account for this in a meaningful way. So what really became apparent over the last couple of weeks is that there were a few gaps in terms of the overall plan, and we need to be much more focused on a realistic, integrated plan that has all of the dependencies, all of the risks, and all of those sorts of things included in it. And so that's what we've been really focused on over the last few weeks, is making sure that we can get to a point so that we're crystal clear on the path forward and that there are no more surprises.
You've heard the word already, ATB waitlist, soft launch, and then we've looked at a public launch for Brightside. And so one of the things that's really been helpful for the team here to understand is what each of those means exactly. And so when we talk about ATB waitlist, we're really looking at the first opportunity we have to put Brightside in the hands of ATBers, be a bit of the testers that help us discover some of the things that we haven't found through some of the testing that's going on. The soft launch, as Katie mentioned, is really the first time we can go outside the walls of ATB, and there's some things that need to be true to move from the ATB waitlist to the soft launch. And then public launch is really our chance to learn through a soft launch phase, let real people test this just like ATBers have, try and make some iterations and improvements. And public launch is really just all about when we feel confident to put the marketing push behind Brightside in the market. So Alex, maybe from your perspective, those three phases still are what we now have in front of us on a timeline. Do you want to talk a little bit about kind of how that timeline sets up with this integrated plan being put together?
Yeah, for sure. And I think one of the big things that we wanted to start with was what do we actually want to get out to the public in terms of scope? And so when we kind of work backwards from that in terms of a scope perspective to say, we know that we want to have a great savings offer, and that's been kind of the core of what we've talked about for waitlist. But we also believe that we want to have cards and a really strong mobile app in place before we start to really put marketing dollars behind it. And when you kind of sum up all that work, there's a lot of stuff in there and a lot of stuff that's behind the scenes. Fraud is a huge one that takes a lot of work. It's one of our big critical path items. And as much as it sounds easy to just launch cards is really complex. We've got over 4 vendors all working with us, from the plastic to the processor to the actual technology and all the APIs to be actually making the experience come to life within our apps. So there's a lot of work within each of these big critical pieces of work to get us to public. But right now we believe that we can get to public launch with the app savings features and cards features by December. And we're very optimistic about that and think our plan is quite realistic for that. And then working backwards from that, we believe we can start to do soft launch hopefully as early as September. And that's when we start to get some beta customers on that start to experience parts of that product offer and parts of that experience leading up to public launch. So September is really what we're aiming for soft launch, December for public, and then waitlist, we're hoping within the next month. And we just needed to put some finishing touches on what we wanted to bring out to all of you guys and what we really wanted you to see and start testing and playing with.
Do you want to maybe just add a little bit more to what you see the role, and both of you feel free to jump in on what you see the role of ATBers playing in that initial waitlist period? Because I think there's kind of a certain expectation that maybe we haven't communicated very well, and we'll continue to work on it as we really ramp up to that ATB waitlist release, but there is a very defined role that we want ATBers to play in this build of Brightside, and it's a super critical and important one.
Yeah, and I think the biggest thing for the waitlist, we know that we're going after a very targeted customer segment, and I think we've talked about that on different podcast episodes. So what we're looking for is not really whether you like the features. Unless you're in our target segment, then we do care. But if you're not, we're looking more about, does the app work? Break it. That's really what we want you to do. So test it in a lot of different situations, a lot of different scenarios. Try to use it in weird places and find all the edges about where the software doesn't work or where it does work. And we're hoping that through that we can get a really good list of bugs, categorize those and prioritize them to make sure that what we're going to bring out to soft launch is really an app that works and that doesn't have any of those bugs that might be deal breakers for our consumers. That's what we're really hoping for. And also we want you to really take a look at the app so you can talk about it. And that's a big thing too, is how do you communicate what the app does? How can you find customers that might be good candidates for this app and really kind of advocate for it for within ATB customers and outside of our walls? That's really what we'd be asking you all to do.
Katie, I'll turn back to you. Do you want to talk a little bit about just how much has gone into developing that foundation and some of the things maybe that still need to be built on that foundation that are really important to get us into market?
It's huge. When I talk to the development teams about how much effort is going into some of those back-end pieces, and to your point, the back-end pieces are really the things that are almost like the air we breathe. They're things that we don't think about until one day they're not there and it doesn't work. Just like the electricity in your home, you probably don't think about that too much on a daily basis, but one day when your electricity goes out, you realize how reliant you are on those pieces. And it's very much the same thing with the banking foundations. And when we talk about banking foundations, it would mean things like getting your general ledger set up, how you reconcile through ATB, because we still require to use Bank Analyzer, all the different settlement systems, we're still leveraging one institution code. We still have to work together on big pieces like the regulatory pieces you mentioned earlier with Simility. On average, the development teams would say that they probably spend 80% of their time working on these behind-the-scenes things, and only probably 20% are those really cool customer features that you see outwardly. So that gives you a bit of a sense in terms of the magnitude of work that's really involved with some of those back-end pieces.
We couldn't have one of these podcasts without maybe digging into what you guys are learning throughout this experience. It's been a journey, and I think as leaders, you guys have found areas where you're figuring it out for the first time along with the teams. Do you want to touch on one or two of the things that, you know, for you guys have been really important learning steps that are setting you up for greater success as you continue to lead this initiative forward?
Yeah, absolutely. I would say for myself, there's probably two major learnings that I've taken away so far. The first one is we grew so fast. And I know we've talked about that in some of the previous podcasts as well. And what we really realize is that the organizational structure we had at 30 people just doesn't work the same way and isn't as effective now that we're at a team of over 100. And so we really had to take a step back, a very intentional step back, and take a look at the org structure and make sure that we're optimizing it. We're setting people up for success. We have the role clarity that we need. Just taking a step back to really almost confirm some of those foundational elements so that we're in a position to really build successfully on top of that. And outside of that, I think to your point, where a lot of us haven't done this before, and I think for myself as a leader, I think I underestimated that piece of things a little bit. And one of my biggest learnings, I would say, is that it's okay to reach out and to ask for help. Bring in some experts, bring in people who have done this before, even other folks within the organization, you know, have more people come in and have a second set of eyes on things. And really, I think that open, humble approach to asking for help has been an enormous learning for myself.
Alex, what about for you?
Two things as well. The first one would be that there's a lot of unknown unknowns when building a bank. We always joked around early on that building a bank was really hard. And I think that really hit home in the last few months. And because there isn't really a blueprint, there isn't really a path forward about here's exactly how you need to do it. And a lot of things, even from our fraud rules, we've got brand new ones that are totally unique and totally different than what ATB's even faced that are specific to what Brightside needs to do in the digital space and marketing even. It's very different. We've got influencer strategies. We've got all digital marketing, no traditional. And so there's a lot of uncharted territory where even there's organizations globally that haven't really done as much of this sort of thing as we have and that we're trying to do. So, and then I think the second piece would just be around communication. And I think that sounds like a bit of a cop-out, and I feel like that's in every leadership article in the world, is that you need to communicate more. But I think the big thing there is that it's really easy when you're just working to just run at things and just not step back and ask for that help, like Katie mentioned, or to talk with your teams about the best way forward and make the right decisions and communicate those decisions. And so sometimes you get, especially as you start to grow to the size that we have, people that aren't necessarily working as closely as we need them to be. So I don't think I've really learned or mastered exactly how to fix that communication issue yet. But I know it's something that we talk about a lot, about how do we just get everyone on the same page, running to the same goal and marching to the same beat every single day. And that's way harder than it sounds to actually do.
I think what is exciting is there seemed to be a kind of a crystallizing of the pathway forward and really moving into that ATB waitlist in the next couple of weeks before everyone runs away on their summer holidays. And then really that focused commitment to get into people outside of ATB's hands by the early part of September timeframe, and before the end of the year, have our ability to push this thing out live. There's lots to get us there. What keeps you guys most excited to keep moving forward and to keep showing up every day and leading this team?
I'm so excited to have this app out in the hands of the public and see what people actually think of this. It's the true test of all the hard work that's gone into everything to this point. And I truly cannot wait to see what the public thinks of everything we've put together.
Yeah, and for me, the team has been amazing. So as much as we're talking about some delays, we've done a lot of work, and a lot of the work we've done, I'm super proud of. We've got a really unique physical sales strategy. We've got a really unique fraud engine. We've got a really unique marketing strategy. Everything is super novel and creative and different than what most ATBers would have seen before. And I'm super proud of just all the work and all the thinking that's gone into that, which is just super exciting. And then I had the opportunity to spend a lot of time with our customers over the weekend at Alberta Beer Fest, which is a sponsorship that we at Brightside did over the weekend. And it was just awesome because customers were coming up and they're like, this doesn't look like a bank. What do you guys do and what are you? And being able to talk about mobile banking and some of the features that we're planning to launch and just have them get excited about that and actually be interested in it was a lot of validation. So the more I can talk to customers and hear the research that's happening, the more it just gives that little bit of spark and fire to keep going, because we know that we're onto something. And that's a really good reminder to have every week.
We also learned that the goat has a growing fan club.
It sure does. Yeah. We lost, we had 4 goats at the beginning of the weekend. We only have 1 at the end. They were definitely a hot commodity.
Yeah, we had a lot of fun. And yeah, you can expect to see more of the Brightside brand starting to show up in unique ways as we get closer to each of the phases that lie in front of us. We hope you learned a little bit more about what's happening here at Brightside today. And better yet, we hope you might have a question or two based on what was shared that we would love to answer. You can send your questions anytime to brightside@atb.com, and we will definitely get back to you and answer them as quickly as we can. I want to thank Katie and Alex for taking some time to give us an update on where things are at Brightside and where we are moving forward. And if you're an ATBer who hasn't had a chance to sign up to be on the waitlist just yet, you can do that today at highbrightside.ca. Until the next On the Bright Side, stay bright.
For more information on this podcast, please contact Michael Ulrich. His email address is mulrich@atb.com. You can also visit the Brightside G+ community. Use the words Brightside in your search.